You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Firebite, an 8-episode vampire fantasy series, is premiering on AMC Plus streaming service this Thursday, December 16. The series takes a new spin on the vampire genre, following two Indigenous Australian hunters on their quest to battle the last colony of vampires in the middle of the South Australian desert. Now, Firebite was created, directed and written by Australia's most celebrated Indigenous auteur voice, Warwick Thornton, who's just joined us to tell us more about the series.
Firebite is an Indigenous TV series where us blackfellas go and kill vampires. That's pretty well what it is. On the first fleet in 1788, the British colonisers brought vampires to use as a sort of a weapon against Indigenous people. Vampires like blood. Blackfellas have the best blood in the world. So that's kind of where it all starts.
Now, Warwick Thornton, it appears that the idea of creating this movie came about after you discovered that when the first fleet arrived in 1788, it was the first fleet of 11 boats that brought some 1,500 prisoners and soldiers. But also in the cargo were 11 vials of smallpox.
The first fleet brought 11 vials of smallpox, which they did all over the world. The British sent smallpox to Indigenous communities, I should say. And we just wanted to ramp it up and make something rock and roll, something much more exciting, much more accessible to a wider audience. So we turned 11 vials of smallpox into vampires. It's set in the present day. A man named Rob and his sidekick, Shanika, are killing vampires. So, you know, it's sort of, it's tongue-in-cheek, it's fun and games, it's sort of rock and roll. But there is, obviously, sort of worldly connotations. It's kind of like a rock and roll song. You can dance to it or you can read the lyrics. It depends on what you want from the show. But, yeah, totally. You know, around the world, the colonizers have, they steal your song, they steal your voice, they steal your dance, and then they sadly steal your blood.
We now know about this, but it's a message or facts that are not quite properly highlighted or not highlighted enough in the national narrative.
History is written by the colonizer, by the winner.
Yeah, I have to remind our listeners that in this series you also bring together a lineup of fantastic Indigenous actors like Rob Collin, Shante Banscoan.
All the actors I work with are awesome. Doesn't matter which film I do. Yeah, Rob Collins, Shante Barnes, Nye Pigram, you know, amazing, amazing human beings. Yeah. Amazing actors.
Yeah. And this series comes at a time when First Nations people are actually now telling their stories themselves and bringing to light little known facts in the national narrative. And many books are being written telling things as they actually happened.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's kind of our history's there. There is some good books out there, but they're hard to access. So, you know, the interesting thing is, if I made a movie about 11 vials of smallpox, the audience is limited. There's only a certain amount of people who want to watch that. People who are interested. People who are engaging in history. But if I make it about 11 vampires, well, then you've got the world at your feet. Everyone's interested in bloody vampires. So turning it into vampires kind of opens all these other doors to help educate and to help, get messages out there. I think at the same time, just, you entertain, but you just open some doors that people can educate themselves with at the same time, which is important to storytelling.
Now, to wrap up, what would be your takeaway home message?
Firebite's rock and roll. You can dance to it, but if you want to, you can read the lyrics and you can learn something about community and culture and colonization. So, yeah, that's what I'd like to say.
Warwick Thornton, thank you very much for talking to us today.
No worries, brother. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.